This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The Missouri Senate Conservative Caucus was created just last year, but the six senators have already shaped legislation. They were among the staunchest supporters of one of the most restrictive abortion bills in the country, and they broke with their party to oppose a workforce development bill. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman spoke with caucus members about their priorities in this session.
When the Senate Conservative Caucus announced their formation a year ago, Senator Denny Hoskins from Warrensburg says he started noticing some uneasiness almost right away.
I think some people and even some of my Republican colleagues misconstrued our alliance as a conservative caucus as a rebuttal against our leadership, and that couldn't be farther from the truth.
There are six members in the Conservative Caucus, representing parts of St. Charles and St. Louis counties, the Springfield area, and some of rural Missouri. Hoskins says the caucus's guiding principles come straight from the Missouri Republican platform.
Second Amendment rights, pro-life legislation, less government regulations for especially our small businesses, less taxes, and we've seen others stray away from those principles.
The most visible rift between the caucus and Republican leadership came during the last week of the 2019 session. The caucus opposed one of Republican Governor Mike Parson's top priorities, a workforce development bill that authorized up to $50 million in tax credits for General Motors. The bill also allowed the state to give out tax breaks up front instead of waiting for a company to meet job creation requirements. The conservative caucus said this amounted to corporate welfare.
Everyone has gone to bed, and there's no tweeting going on in the Twitterverse.
But after more than 27 hours, they stood down. The session was ending that week, and the conservative caucus allowed the bill to come to a vote so they could move on to passing a sweeping anti-abortion bill. None of them voted for the workforce development bill. Here is Senator Bill Eigel from the St. Louis suburbs.
I absolutely do not think that it was a failure of any kind. We were able to articulate a different type and role of government and actually brought statewide attention to our message of not picking winners and losers.
St. Louis County Senator Andrew Koenig says he took away one key lesson from the filibuster.
I would have probably negotiated that earlier and have it not come down to a 27-hour filibuster. If we would have let maybe a piece of that agenda pass earlier.
That's a sentiment echoed by several other members of the caucus. Going forward, they want to focus on making as many changes through negotiation. One bill where that's likely to come up is the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, or PDMP. Missouri is the only place in the U.S. without a statewide monitoring program, which is intended to prevent people from getting an opioid prescription from multiple doctors. Advocates are in their eighth year of trying to get this passed. Eigel says he opposes a PDMP program because of privacy concerns.
There are a lot of things I would probably be willing to filibuster, but the PDMP program in particular is something I think that has strong opposition.
Republican Tony Lukedemeyer, who represents Buchanan and Platte counties, is a Senate bill sponsor. He says one area where he sees compromise is the number of years patient data is kept before it's deleted.
Under my current legislation, it's 3 years. There have been some conversations about whether or not we could shorten that period. It's a conversation I'm at least theoretically open to if it's something that could get the bill to a debate.
Underlying all of this is the 2020 election, as Democratic Senator Lauren Arthur from Clay County explains.
So I think there's a little tension brewing behind the scenes about, you know, about who has influence and power in the Missouri Senate. And that may spill over into some dispute.
There are six solidly Republican state Senate seats up for grabs, giving the conservative caucus a chance to grow its membership. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.